Increasing pressure on state budgets is taking its toll on the Medicaid health program for the poor. A survey released today found that every state except Alabama has cut Medicaid spending this year, and 32 states have cut it twice. The timing of the cuts couldn't be worse. As unemployment rises, more people lose private health coverage and become eligible for Medicaid. Until now, most states have gotten by with small cuts around the edges, like lowering payments to doctors and hospitals. But an increasing number of states are now cutting actual benefits or eligibility. With us to discuss what's happening in Medicaid and what it might mean to the nation's health system is former Michigan Medicaid Director Vernon Smith, who conducted the survey for the Kaiser Family Foundation. The survey is a follow-up to one you did last summer. Have things changed?
Well, things have changed, and not for the better. Last summer when we looked at states as they were beginning fiscal year 2003, we found that there were 45 states that were taking some actions to try to slow the rate of growth in Medicaid. But what we found is that through the fall, things have actually gotten worse from a state fiscal situation, and that's caused at least 37 states to have to cut back their program further.
Medicaid is supposed to be one of those programs whose cost goes up when the economy goes sour. How is this Medicaid funding crisis different from those we've seen in past recessions?
Well, you're absolutely right. Medicaid is designed to be countercyclical, and that means that its cost will go up and the number of people it serves will go up when economic times turn down. But this time is really quite a bit different from the last recession 10 or 12 years ago, and it's different in part because the state's fiscal situation is so much worse now. By every measure, this is the worst fiscal time states have ever been in, so it's a tougher time for that reason. But it's also a tougher time because 10, 12 years ago, in the early 1990s, states were able to channel some of their Medicaid beneficiaries into managed care and to book savings in their budgets, but that option's not there now. That card's been played, the savings have been taken, and now then there are just very few options left except to cut eligibility and benefits.
Do the states have any kind of rainy day fund? I mean, just a few years ago the states were flush, and I'm wondering if perhaps not enough was done to project something like this.
Well, states do have rainy day funds, and those funds had reached fairly healthy levels just a few years ago. But the fact of the matter is that this economic downturn hit so quickly and hit states so hard in terms of their revenues that those rainy day funds have been depleted almost entirely in many states. Other trust funds or one-time opportunities for funding have been used, and states are now at the bottom.
Who is most affected by these cuts? Poor children, the disabled, the elderly?
Well, Medicaid is a unique program. It has particular niches. It serves children and the adults that take care of them, and the elderly and the disabled, and women who are pregnant. Those are the five key niches for Medicaid. Chances are this will affect all of those populations, but it seems to be affecting most directly adults without children right now, or adults, custodial, non-custodial parents of children. So far, in most cases, with a couple of exceptions, the cuts have not affected children.
Is there any sign that things are getting better? Any relief in sight?
There is no relief. In fact, as we talk to Medicaid directors across the country, and it was a great privilege to talk to every state Medicaid program in the country over the last couple of weeks, we did not find any Medicaid officials who were what I would call optimistic. In fact, states described the immediate future as they look to the balance of fiscal year 03 and fiscal year 04 as bleak or grim or the most difficult time they've ever faced in 20 or 30 years of public service. So this is a very difficult time that states are facing right now, and I had one state say this isn't the end, it's just the beginning, because we haven't seen the turn in the road yet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Vernon Smith is with Health Management Associates and the former Medicaid director from Michigan.